This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, another interesting development. I just heard something new. Apparently, Alex Jones is saying that some of his things can help the virus, and of course, he's been charged for it. Now, so we're going to pull our commercial on the first line of defense kit. We got to know it helps you. It kills the virus off. It prevents the viral capsid from causing infections and so on. So the commercial is going to be gone. But it will still continue to free speech in our dialogue and our shows to tell you that you want to get the first line of defense kit, because now, if you think the federal government's going to save you and the vaccine's a year to a year and a half away, or you can rely only on things like hydroxychloroquine, you're delusional. And the problem is that they're only going to give it to people when they're in hospital and they're sick, and people are still spreading it. 79% of people are not even very sick. Now, 20% of young people, 20 to 40, are going to end up in hospital. Some of them with permanent injury. They may not die, or is likely to die, less than 5%, maybe 1% or 2%. The flu is like 1.1%, by the way, and so young people are still going to get injured, but the problem is this infection, if it's not treated with natural molecules, whether Alex has them or somebody else, like, you know, Natural News with Mike Adams or me, you're going to get sick. So you need to take our first line of defense, but we're going to pull a commercial just so we don't get charged by some government bureaucrat or big pharma people that are connected, because remember, they want to cash in big time on drugs, which they'll have down the road. Some of them probably with quite nasty things, like, for example, ribavirin. I'm an intensivist doctor. If you give it to somebody, it'll lower the hemoglobin by a gram a day, which means after a week you can go into heart failure simply because your hemoglobin hemolyzes. So you've got to understand that the big government is not always your buddy. Just printing money is not going to solve this problem with Mr. Trump, POTUS. He has to actually identify everybody, and just doing a few tests on a few people that are selected are already sick, it's almost redundant to check somebody who's already sick to test them. You want to test people pre-sick and isolate them, not quarantine them, give them viral suppression therapy, which is available now as NutriMeds, whether it's Alex's or Adam's or mine, and you want to make sure that they don't get into cytokine storm, which happens in older people, that damage their mitochondria and cause death. This is not going to be available, by the way, not going to be available with drugs. They're just not available. They're not. And even when I contacted the Erasmus University yesterday, the monoclonal antibody, even if they do their studies, is 6 months to a year away, intravenous. I'm going to try to see if I can get a package so I can get this monoclonal antibody and liposomes and capsule gel already. So,
are in a London museum.
I can hear you in the background there, Mark. I had to make an announcement this because I just got a notice from my wife that Alex Jones got charged by the government for claiming that his NutriMeds would help to stop the SARS virus. So we're just going to pull a commercial, but I'm still going to have free speech and talk about it. It's like, so I've been doing functional medicine for 4 decades. So they can't silence me and say, oh, you can't say Dr. Deagle, you can't tell you something. Okay, we'll pull a commercial. But I want people to understand that, you know, it's really disturbing to me that a government that says, oh, looking out for you, and the vaccine is a year to a year and a half away before they have enough for everybody, or even the things like the monoclonal antibody, which I've contacted Erasmus University, by that time, a billion people could be dead. Or if they're not dead, they're going to be seriously injured, even a 20 or 25-year-old with permanent lung or kidney or liver damage. So it's not, to me, it's very inappropriate to remember, don't think your government just by printing money, which is printing money out of your back pocket to keep you being able to buy food and keep gas in your car, is solving the problem. It doesn't. The solution to the problem is to eliminate the virus from carriers, so they won't infect grandma and she won't die, or saturate the hospitals and make hospitals and doctors and nurses sick, and or some of them die. Now, Dr. Deagle has a solution, but these knuckleheads we call our politicians, they don't. And, for example, all the billionaires have disappeared. And I want to get into this with Mark now, because, Mark, your book is coming out. Have you picked out a title for it? Because it deals with, you did some amazing books in the past, by the way, 9/11 Mystery Plane and Black 9/11. I tell Mark Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, this is required reading. If you're listening to my show, You gotta become a Mark Gaffney fan. You gotta get these books. So, Mark, what's the new title of your new book?
The new book will be Pole Quest, Deep History, and the Ages of Man. And I'm looking back 125,000 years. Our history goes back a lot further than we've been told. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we learned that history began with Sumer, 3000 B.C.? No, that doesn't...
Yeah. In fact, actually, I think that the evidence that I've seen so far tells me that human beings, pretty well not really significantly altered from us, have been around for about 2.5 million years. Million, not thousands of years. And even in the Bible, it says about Adam and Eve had their descendants married pre-Adamic man. You know, if you look at the mounds across the world, you know, we've had Elie Marzouli on, we have other experts on. We're talking about stuff where mankind's been around 75,000, 100,000 years or more. Now, there's other, you want to call pre-man or parallel hominids around. And it doesn't surprise me that some of these are very small or big, or different types of subspecies. But the fact is, mankind is very ancient. And it's probably, mankind probably didn't even originate on Earth, to be honest with you. Because there's 23 genes in humans. You know what we called them back in medical school almost 50 years ago? And we called them alien DNA. Because we have genes that are not present in any other primate or hominid. Do you know that? We've got genes that are not in any other, and not only that, our centromeres are eccentric, not centralized, in the center of your chromosomes. We have a different chromosome number, they're eccentric, and we have 23 genes not present in any other hominid in the entire species of any other primate on the planet. Isn't that interesting?
Is that what they call junk DNA, Doctor?
No, these are actual genes controlling specific biological actions. They're not junk. Junk DNA is another 93% of DNA, or... Yeah, 93% of DNA that codes actually is what's called harmonic resonant DNA, I call origami. How to build your right hand, so your left hand, your eyeball, and your testicles, or your ovaries, if you're female, how to build an organ, you know, like your kidneys. And it actually is the hierarchical harmonic resonance frequencies embedded to actually create the restructuring of an organ and regenerating it every night when you go to sleep. Interesting stuff. Now, let's get into your book. So I want to go over that title you went over real fast. You talk almost as fast as Deagle. Can you repeat that title again?
Well, then I need to slow down. The title is Pole Quest, Deep History, and the Ages of Man.
Deep History?
Deep History, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Now, let me give you a little kind of overscope of what you've been doing. Now, Mark, you've been at this a long time. You're an amazing guy at researching things like the mystery of playing over 9/11 when it happened. The transfer of money with Black 9/11 from the Blackstone Group that actually funded the Aria Complex in Las Vegas, which is the double insured complex by the Port Authority of New York. Right now I'm involved, by the way, and I've got to insert this because you'll find this interesting, people. We're trying to track down some audio files I have from April Gallup about a dozen years ago, where I interviewed her on my program here in Genesis. And April Gallup was a military officer in the Pentagon in Sector 2, and the adjacent sector, Sector 1, on the inside of the Pentagon, they're refurbishing the windows with Kevlar and titanium girders. Now, she had her kid with her that day, and there was an explosion in the Pentagon in the adjacent sector, where, by the way, in the adjacent sector, there were aircraft parts and black boxes for months, up to 6 months before it happened, before the event happened. And the explosion, which was not at the outside of the building, the outside of the Pentagon, it was the inside, dropped enough debris on her and her child. It took her half hour to find her child under the debris and save her child. Now, there were black boxes, get this now, and aircraft parts. We know that the explosion inside the building, and there also, by the way, we know there's evidence that was the release of anthrax, not only in 9/11, but around the Pentagon. And I was told this, by the way, 6 months before 9/11, in March, at the Adams Mark Hotel, downtown Denver, with FEMA Director, Homeland Security, et cetera, and the Department of Infectious Diseases, University of Colorado, because several years earlier, in 1997, I was a point man with Reserve Admiral Hughes doing federal government simulations for chemical, biological, and nuclear warfare. So, my events I just gave are not open to your opinion. Now, you can have an opinion about something, and you can raise a question about anything, but I want people to understand that the 9/11 was an inside job. Now, why this is important, it's tied back, is because right now I'm involved with getting evidence together for Barbara Honegger, who's opening up and going to cross-examine April Gallup. And if she gets cross-examined and they get further proof, she's one of the key witnesses to prove that 9/11 was an inside job done by our government against our citizens. It wasn't done by Saudi Arabia. They're peripheral. And it wasn't done even by Israel. There were contractors putting the micro-nukes in the building because they were contracted by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. The building was demolished with micro-nukes, RDX, super nano thermite, and high explosives, okay? They cut the outside joists, they blew up the building, they vaporized the internal mass of the building. That's why 45% of the mass of the building was not even in the debris pile. It was vaporized into a cloud of dust. Anything paramagnetic, people, concrete, aluminum, da-da-da-da, all vaporized. Now, if you think, well, that's just your opinion, Deagle, no. I have actually the debris right here in my studio. I tried to do radiation toxicology on it since right after 9/11. And about four and a half years ago, the last lab that turned me down was a lab in Tokyo that said after I got the approval and they were about to do the test for me, they said they got a call from the U.S. State Department that told the lab in Tokyo, we are not even allowed to talk to you, Dr. Deagle. So if you don't think that our government is trying to cover this up, you're wrong. Now, why is that important? It's because this thing with the SARS-CoV virus, Mr. Fauci is on the news every 20 minutes talking about this. He's the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He's also the founder of the University of North Carolina Gain-of-Function Laboratory that gave the data to the Communist Chinese to create the super weapon. And Mr. Charles Lieber, Harvard University, actually got arrested 3 weeks ago. He gave the three-dimensional modeling pattern so that they can combine it with the bat SARS virus that had HIV genes from Australia and create this new virion super weapon, the most deadly weapon in history, makes a black death look like a garden party. So we got to understand, it's all tied in. You did all the work on 9/11. Black 9/11 financial and 9/11 mystery plane. We're going to get into it now with this segment. Wow.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. So, Mark, I give all those dissertations because I want people to get to show respect. Your work on this, and you got a book by Ray Griffin. on the about 9/11, thinking about it was another kind of like, what was the analogy he used? David Ray Griffin.
The new Pearl Harbor.
Now, this issue here, I'm going to call this one. You remember the Voynich document written by the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I? Remember who his name was? IQ over 200?
I don't know.
He was a wizard, right? Sir Francis Bacon. Do you know Sir Francis Bacon? He was a wizard and had an IQ over 200, and he was the... Of course, it's the same reason his mother was really smart. That's why they beheaded her, right? Right? His grandma. So he was the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, whose mother was beheaded because she was so smart she ticked off King Henry VIII. Now, Sir Francis Bacon wrote the Voynich document, and basically he referred back as all the high-level wizards and warlocks and everybody who's involved with high-level masonry, they all have the ancient documents going back to Atlantis. Now, I'm not a Mason, but I was inducted 2 months before I got into medical school. They said, well, you should join this, you know, this order, this medical order called Phi Rho Sigma. Now, I only was basically peripherally involved, but 2 months before I got in there, they put me through this funny ceremony. I thought it was a joke. It was so weird. But you have to understand, they know stuff that goes back to Atlantis and the fall of the Atlantis and Mewan empires. All the secret orders, whether it's legal, medical, political, whatever, they all have ancient knowledge, which agrees exactly with your book. And if you actually look at the Bible and you look at it scientifically, you know, the Earth is not a snow globe. We don't live on a flat Earth. That's stupid. We live in a world that's actually a populated universe of billions of creatures and beings over, you know, billions of years, right? And what people need to understand is things are quite different. They think the universe is both more beautiful and more scary than they can think. But most people are not willing to ask questions to come out of their level of ignorance. And I use this little joke. I've got two little training things I'm going to put up this week. And one's called the Where's Waldo Brain Exercise. Helps you find and bring things across your sensor band so you can open up your consciousness to get bigger super concepts. It'll make you smarter in a few minutes, even if you're a two-year-old. And the second is what I call the brain septic tank guy, and that's me. What I do is I have a series of branch-chain questions I'm setting up, hundreds of them, and if you ask the question, it tells me how many cognitively dissonant ideas you have in your brain. Now, I think of a cognitive dissonant idea as a kind of like a form of mental defecation that's stuck to the sidewalls of the inside of your cortex. And if you have a lot of cognitive dissonance, there's no room for good ideas or even asking questions. It's so full of crap, literally. You can't ask a question because you got a lot of ideas that conflict with each other, and you can't sort anything out. So if you ask a question, your brain is going, blah. Now, if you have a person like me who's very curious and can't deal with something dissonant, my brain's clear. It's like an empty chamber. It's like, okay, Deagle doesn't know anything. He's got a few concepts. He knows a couple 3x5 cards down here. But if something comes in and doesn't match these 3x5 cards, we throw it out. We put it in the shredder. Most people don't do that. They have what's called a high... cognitively dissonant brain full of intellectual crap stuck to the sidewalls of their cortex. And what I wanted to do is actually give people a questionnaire that will actually determine, because your curiosity index, which you have high one, I can tell from your books and your work, means you're willing to ask questions to make you feel stupid, disempowered, but you know ultimately when you get the truth, you get wisdom. And wisdom is always the ultimate source of power. But it's not an easy thing. The Tower of Wisdom is in the valley of despair, disrespect and spittle, where you get disrespected. It's not a good place to be, but guess what? The brave ask questions that make you feel stupid, and then ultimately you become wise. And it's not an easy thing, but there's a structural difference in the character of people who become wise because they can't deal with lies. They have a kind of a lie-proof psyche. Their brain says, warning, warning, doesn't agree with something I already know is true. And when you ask these questions, so I call it the septic. Think of me as a guy that drives up to your brain with my radio show. And when I put this questionnaire, which I think I'll put up in clay and iron, you'll go through this hundreds and hundreds of questions when it's all done in the next few months. And it'll determine your curiosity index, which is inversely proportional to how much crap you have in your brain. It conflicts with each other. And when I give you this AI thing, because I'm actually constructing it using AI logic tree technology that I've developed, it'll actually determine what your curiosity index, which is directly inversely proportional to how much crap is in your head. Now, that's why a lot of people aren't going to read your book and say, I really need to take respect for this. Look, the globalists know enough that when they see Betelgeuse exploding or there's direct solar coronal mass ejection from the sun, they know the pole shift is going to happen. They know it ended the Atlanteans. Don't they? And you've proven it. We've been over this many shows now that the pole shift was a very significant thing that moved the shellfish along the coast of the west coast of North and South America. It changed the geography of the world. We know that the Neuschwaben land, which is Antarctica, that the ancient maps of Atlantis didn't have Antarctica there. It was at the tip of South America, and it was moved into the Antarctic position. And that's why the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E, of Nazi Germany, and the high priest, which includes the highest priest, which was Adolf Hitler. He wasn't just a dictator. He was a high Thule priest, T-H-U-L-E. People don't know that, do they? So I'd like you to get into your book and explain some of these poll things because it's important. And you've got some talking points I'm going to try to reference to, but it's your turn to get talking now. So go ahead and tell us.
Well, to really understand our Earth, we have to develop a different kind of spatial awareness because there's no law of science or nature that requires a pole position to be constant over time. No, the crust of the Earth can move. There's no violation of any science law. It's just another phenomenon of change in our universe and in a universe where change is the only constant. And
right.
You can have conditions. You can have the thing is our scientific process is only 500 years old. That's not
right.
Enough time to get a perspective on the sorts of events that can happen in the solar system. And some of these events only happen very seldom, you know, every 20 or 30,000 years, but they still happen. We just haven't, science isn't old enough to have a record of these things. But the evidence is there in the, you know, the record of nature. It's there. If we just learn how to see it, it's really all around us.
Right.
So we just have to change the way we perceive, change the way we see, kind of get an idea of what to look for, and change our spatial awareness. Because when the pole moves, the arrangement of continental land masses changes. For example, let me give you an example. The coast of Norway today runs generally north-south. However, before the last crustal shift, during the last glacial maximum, when there was an enormous ice cap over North America, the pole position was on Baffin Island, and from that perspective, Norway actually ran east and west. So you would find a different mollusk species, for example, living along the coast there then, because it was at a lower latitude. It was farther south than it is now.
Right.
So this is this is how I think we can prove it, because take for example the example I give in the book is Svalbard, the island of, it's an archipelago north of Greenland. I think it's about, or excuse me, north of Norway. I think it's about 500-600 miles north of Norway, and it's right on the edge of the Arctic. So you have presently you have warm water coming up from the central Atlantic, meeting with the Arctic water, the cold Arctic water, and that happens around Svalbard.
Right.
During the last glacial maximum, it was 900 miles further south. So you had a different, and the reason that I think mollusks are very important is because they are so exquisitely sensitive to water temperature. A mollusk, I call Mr. Mollusk a global positioning expert, because where these species of mollusks were living tells us what the temperature of the water was. And that's
right.
Why if this Svalbard was 900 miles further south at that time, you're going to find a whole different fauna, a whole different faunal community of mollusks. And I believe the evidence is there, but the reason we have not found it is because at the end of the Pleistocene, sea levels rose by 300 to 400 feet. Right. And therefore, the evidence is underwater. The beds are submerged. So in order to find the evidence, we need an expedition to Svalbard with, experts that are qualified and equipped to use submersibles and go down and first map it out ahead of time, then go down underwater.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Situation, and I want to get into this. Of course, the bottom line is that if the world is about our planet is about 5 billion years old, and the number of times it happens is, I'm going to make a guess, about roughly every 20,000 to 25,000 years. And the things that I believe trigger it off, this is based on years of research now and supernatural kind of visions I've had. But lots of research. We have Dr. Jacobson from Northwestern University's research ringlerite. He compresses it. It comes up with the interoceanic clefts in the middle of the oceans, which are about 32,000 miles long. And the ringlerite inhabits the area 410 to 660 kilometers deep. And when it's the nuclei, which is unstable, is shaken by deep energy from gravity waves, it releases oxygen and hydrogen to form nascent or non-tritium or deuterated water. They're basically nascent water. No heavy water there. The water we use for slowing nuclear reactions in a Canadian CANDU reactor. Now, why is this significant? It means the water triggers off all the earthquakes and volcanoes. When there's a lot of water released, it triggers off the actual crust of the earth, like a Georgia peach being steamed in the oven or steamer. And then all of a sudden you just take the Georgia peach at just the right time, and you don't cut the Georgia peach, you just slide the skin. And you can literally slide the skin right in the peach, and it's like, well, the skin looks just the same as it ever was, only you can completely rotate the peach inside the skin. Pretty wild, eh? Well, that event happens where, and it's happened regularly, if you say 100,000 years, it happens four times every 100,000 years. And so if you talk about 1 million times, it would be, right, 40 times, right? And then
yeah,
if it's a billion years.
Hundreds of thousands of times, but maybe in the history of our planet.
Right, so if it happens 40 times in a million years, then it's going to take 1,000 times that. So take a so 40 times in a million years, it's going to take a billion years. It'll be 40,000 times times 5, which is 1 million times the Earth has had a crustal slip. Now, it'll probably vary in the amount it slips, but what it's done lately, it's a slip at least 1,657 miles because all the ancient temples pointed towards South Baffinian. You found this in different continents. And even the artwork that was basically in the Atacama Plain, all these things by ancient peoples will go back many, many years. We're not talking about 7,000 years like the some of what they call the dumb Christians that think that, oh, man's only been here 7,000 years. I said, you're delusional. Man has been here a very long time. Now, yes, Adam could be here early, because I think God actually tried to resurrect the kingdom of mankind by Adam man being here. And we're descended from Adam. But what you have to understand, also his descendants married pre-Adamic man. Remember, and then this is from Jonathan Gray and other experts that have actually gone to the signs of places where the Noah's Ark landed. They've estimated that Noah and his family were giants by comparison to regular people. And it's estimated that Adam was probably around 18 feet tall and Eve was 13 foot 6 roughly. Around almost 14 feet. We were like Lilliputians compared to them. By the way, the geomagnetic field of the Earth, before the major pole shifts that occurred many thousands of years ago, was 4,000 times stronger. So it means the Schumann resonance of the Earth stimulating our DNA was 4,000 times stronger than it is today. So there's a lot of differences in the Earth. The amount of, in the amber in, of insects, you know, they're actually been sealed in the amber. The oxygen concentration at sea level at the time of quote, the dinosaurs 60 million years ago was 2 atmospheres at 35% oxygen at sea level. We're living in a completely different world, aren't we? And people don't get that. They don't realize even the position of Antarctica, the maps of Amerigo Vespucci had, that he gave some of the maps to Columbus, to the King and Queen of Spain, indicated that Antarctica was not in Antarctica. That's why the Germans were down there researching North Swabenland, looking for ancient temples and technology. They were hoping that they could go to Antarctica and find stuff that would give them, make them more powerful. They were even channeling the Society of the Bell how to make a gravitonic anti-pulsion system, which means you don't push something through space with a fuel, you pull it through with space-time distortions. You don't need a giant fuel tank. And guess what? They had them 70 years ago when they were flying. I took care of pilots flying for Britain and Canada and the United States. And they chased these German Foo Fighters that used the Society of the Bell because they discovered if you create a boundary zone with Higgs bosons, you can create an anti-pulsion system that literally sucks or pulls the vehicle and they can even do right angles and chase distorted space-time so it won't rip your head off when you're made a right angle turn at really high speeds and go to what's called FTL or faster-than-light travel. People don't realize that the world is a completely different thing than what people think, and we are much older. Human beings are much older than people want to presume. So please continue and talk about this stuff.
Well, this is one of the. This is a big mistake that Charles Lyell made, and it really had a strong influence on Darwin, because Darwin saw a lot of evidence for cataclysmic change when he was in South America. He actually recovered fossils himself, and he found beaches that had been raised up 1,000 feet above the present coast, and a lot of other evidence. But
you know the actual Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs?
Yes.
You can find ancient shells there. We're talking about like 5,000 feet to 1 mile high in the center of the continent. You can find seashells in Garden of the Gods. I found them myself. Seashells. I'm thinking, whoa. I'm looking, and I asked people, I said, those are seashells. Yeah, everybody knows that. I think, do you know why? I said, no, I have nobody has a clue. How the hell can you have seashells in the center of the United States continent? That's why there's probably an inland ocean here. And the ancient structure of North America is completely different than what we think. Right?
I'm familiar with the Garden of the Gods, but when I was a student in Colorado, I used to go rock climbing there.
Right.
But it's an interesting place. But the mistake that Lyell made, that process is the same.
What's his name again, this guy that Darwin referenced? What's his name?
Charles Lyell. He wrote the Principles of Geology. And now the Principles of Geology came out just, the first edition came out just before Darwin left on his trip on the Voyage of the Beagle. And he took a copy of it with him. and he got the second edition when at a port of call. It was shipped to him. So he was reading Lyle. It was like his Bible. In fact, he even copied Lyle when he wrote his own books, the Origin of Species. He copied the method that Lyle had used.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
So Lyle had a huge influence on him. And Lyle assumed that all the processes of nature were constant over time. And what you have just been reporting, that is not the case. And there's a lot of other evidence, and I'm going to be citing some of it in my book. Process changes over time. The way you have all kind of, because the Earth, the solar system is moving through the galaxy. We're at a different location. We have different amount of dust. There's a different amount of radiation and so on.
Right now, for example, we're moving to a part of the galaxy which is much more space-based particles and much higher levels of background radiation. You also are experiencing now not only a solar minimum of the sun, which means it's very likely to hit us, and if it hits directly, would not go to power grid, like the Carrington event of 1859. And the one that happened in North Quebec in the late 80s, that was one-third of the strength of the Carrington event and knocked up the power grid to New York City for, I think, 3 or 4 days. What people need to start grasping here is these events are relatively frequent of major coronal mass ejections from the sun. If it hits us directly, if we had like a Carrington event which happened in 1859 today, and in North America, our power grid is going to go, and it's not coming back. It's not coming back. People don't know that, do they?
And even this kind of event would be a relatively small event compared with a crustal displacement. That'd be much more major.
Yeah. Yeah, and what people don't understand what's going on when you have a CME from the sun, it lasts 3 to 5 hours. A EMP from say 3 to 5 kiloton weapon 100,000 feet in the air, say 300 miles off the coast of East and West North America. That's all you need to do to knock out the power grid. Now, if you use a Sandeo surge protector on your home and your military equipment, which he's managed to market, you can protect yourself from the CMP surge. But you have to understand, when you have one from the sun, it can last for hours. Like the one in the Carrington event, it lasted 3 to 5 hours. And there's four phases to the energy. The first phase is what's called pi mesons. Are you familiar with them? Pi meson?
No, I'm not. This is a little exotic for me. Go ahead.
Okay, well, pi mesons basically are particles that basically don't have mass, but they travel at speeds at the speed of light. And they're the first particles that went through any of the Earth. They zip right through it because they don't have any mass. Secondly, is actually gravity waves, and they have a lot of energy. And a gravity wave distorts space-time. In fact, they did studies at in North Bay, Ontario, at a zinc mine down, which is the deepest mines in the world, are zinc mines. And they discovered that the gravity waves are the things that probably alter the inner Earth more than anything, gravity waves. Then the next layer is what's called plasma, which is a form of basically high energy of molecules with a charge on them. And then finally light, infrared light, ultraviolet light, whatever. But there's a separation by minutes or hours of each one of those phases. Does that make sense? Now, yeah. If you think this event is big, the event of a supernova can last a decade or more. Right now, in December, they started watching with LIGO and Virgo, these basically satellite-based observation systems here in America, LIGO and Virgo, to actually monitor since 2015 gravity waves in deep space. And they could actually, with things like see black holes or supernova exploding, and they looked over, oh my God, they saw the P2 star Betelgeuse in the belt of Orion starting to collapse in December, and what's going on? Then LIGO and Virgo went crazy, and we start having really big earthquakes on Earth caused by the gravity waves coming in from the collapse of it. And it'll collapse and expand over and over again for years before it finally goes kaboom, kaboom. But it's coming.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thing the other night, actually, and my video before it got knocked off by Vimeo, but I slipped into it, by the way. I'll do the videos after the show, because somehow I'm having some tech problems with feedback until I get that sorted. I'll do some videos after the show, but the one I did the other night was interesting. I read Revelation 11, and if you read this, you have to understand that there's a portion of us as beings that exist in the physical realm of time-space. There's a portion of us that exists and connected to the silver cord, exists in the realm of what we call negentropy, or consciousness, or we call our soul. And there's also a portion of us that's eternal, that's called our spirit. It basically transcends time and space and is not affected by time. It doesn't exist. And you have to understand that because of that, we are intuitively kind of curious. That's why we're a very different kind of being. We have a kind of eternality embedded into our temporal existence. And people are intuitively knowing there's something coming up. Now, I want people to have some sense of hope. First off, we know that this SARS virus is all a pile of crap. If they don't do what I'm telling them to do, a billion people will die and we'll get martial law and the economy will crash. But it's easy to deal with. The same way as you need to prep up, make sure you're not on a coast, you're not below 1,000 feet, you are out of the big cities, and you start realizing that the pole shift is coming. Now, like the movie The Time Machine, which is interesting because of the whole nature of it, it's like an allegory of the future. The Morlocks go deep underground in their deep underground cities, and the Eloi stay on the surface. Well, you can already see it. The bad disappearing billionaires this last week, they're all going, where are they? Where's Bill Gates? Where's all these other guys? They're all quit. And the reason is that you have to understand what's going on is they know there's an event, and they think this is just going to happen today or tomorrow. I don't think so. I think there's going to be repeated expansions and collapses of Beetlejuice probably over a decade or more. I know eventually it says in the Bible in Revelation 11, when the final explosion occurs and the final superquake occurs, the kingdoms of the earth have become the kingdoms of the Most High God. In other words, the devil's done. And so the thing that's going to actually save our butt is just staying under harm's way, number one, taking care of your fellows. I call it the leaf effect. Local, right, eternal, anointed fellowship. You like that? Leaf. No, it doesn't matter what religion you are, sex, or your age, or what country you come from. We're all part of the human organism. We're a multicellular organism. It's not just present in the now. It's present in the past and the future, including in distant worlds. And when we start to grasp that, we realize we can solve any problem. We can actually overcome everything. The worst thing that was balkanization, where we think we're just individuals. We're not. We're both an I and a we at the same time. And as we look at the things like this pole shift stuff, we should realize we can even conquer that. We can have a gravity wave lens reflector to reflect the gravity waves out into deep space so it doesn't disrupt our crust of Earth and cause us to, again, suffer a major collapse of civilization caused by a pole shift. That's coming, people. If it moves 1,600 or 1,700 miles, modern buildings and modern structures and modern technology are history, aren't they?
Yeah, right? Well, probably within 10,000 years, if you just abandoned the buildings, they'd be gone in 10,000 years. They'd be completely eroded, corroded, rusted down to the ground level.
That's probably true. Some of the materials we have, though, are more and more, resilient. What I want to see happening is people starting to, number one, prep, pray, and stop freaking out. The worst virus is not the SARS-CoV-19, it's the fear virus. It's the lack of willingness to clear out your brain of cognitively dissonant ideas, as I call it, the septic tank effect to your brain. And by the way, it's all tied directly to Luciferianism, which has infiltrated every political system, every religion, every legal and health system on the earth is infiltrated with Luciferianism, which means they do both good and evil, and they can coexist with cognitively dissonant ideas that conflict with each other. If you have true wisdom, like you seek wisdom because you're very curious, you ask questions. So when your book comes out, and I want to get into some of the stuff that you've actually put together here, people need to start grasping just how quickly this could happen too, right?
Well, yeah, and we don't actually know. There's different ideas about how fast it happens. Hapgood thought that when crustal shift occurred slowly over thousands of years,
no.
He abandoned that idea later, and he didn't really know. He just didn't have
it. Well, let me tell you what I know from both intuitive study and my research. The next pole shift, and I can tell you how long it'll be slightly longer than 2 months. It'll move at the rate of a senior citizen with a walker at 1.7 miles an hour, and it'll move North America southward so the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba. The west coast of the United States will become a lot of peninsulas and islands. The northeastern United States will rise up, and areas off of Florida will rise up, just like Bimini. Many areas of the world will actually go submerge underwater, and Antarctica, which is currently at the South Pole, will move to the South Atlantic Ocean, and the tip of South America will be where Antarctica is. What do you think of that?
Well, it certainly
can. And there'll be an inland ocean, there'll be an inland waterway where the Great Lakes connect to the Gulf of Mexico, where if you want to get across that inland waterway, you'll have to take a ferry, which will take you hours to cross from one side of that waterway to the other. Right now it's just the connection between the Great Lakes and the Gulf of Mexico, like the Mississippi River. The areas that will be so widened out, it'll take you hours to cross. Interesting, eh? So in other words, North America will look completely different. You see a giant inland waterway, you'll see the west coast with peninsulas and islands, you'll see the northeast will rise up. A lot of the areas like the Bay of Fundy will rise up and off the northeast. And you can see the volcanic activity and so on, and if you actually study this, which I do, you can see the rising up of the giant tectonic plates below North England, New England and Maine, so it's going to rise up higher, not lower. Interesting, eh? And they already know this. I mean, geologists know this. They don't want to talk about it because it's like it embarrasses them. It raises issues up that they don't want to deal with, right?
Well, this whole theory of crustal displacement has been discussed at various times and proposed by different people over the last century, but it hasn't broken into the mainstream. It's still considered weird, and a taboo. They don't want to touch it.
Right. Well, the thing, what I find, and I found this in medicine. I've been in medicine for 50 years, and I have an extremely high curiosity index, and I know you do too. That's why you're talented. That's why you find things other people don't want to find. The other people I deal with, like Barbara Honecker, super high IQ female lady. I consider this lady a super genius. Susan Lindauer looks so pleasant and easygoing. Man, she's like the Iron Lady. She's unreal. Same with Greg Ford. People that seek, are curious, are rigidly unable to deal with cognitive dissonance. They can't tolerate ideas that conflict with ones they know are true already. That's why you make a good researcher, a good intel agent, a good professor. But if you don't want the professor teaching stuff that doesn't advance in any area of science, whether it's art, medicine, science, or the law. You want them to be able to develop new things by asking questions that embarrass them, make you feel stupid, and when your brain is empty, you pour the water of a good question on an anomaly, and it flowers, opens up like a lotus flower, and says, hey, here's the truth. So in other words, the truths are answers to questions you haven't asked yet. It's important to seek the question, not the answer. The question waters the tree of the anomalies that are already in front of you, and when those anomalies open up, they tell you exactly what the nature of reality is. Right?
Yeah, right.
That's interesting philosophy, isn't it? But it explains why you're so brilliant at finding these things. Here's a consequence of what you've discovered. Right now, the billionaires are disappearing. They probably think it's going to happen tomorrow. I can tell you from the Bible, we're going to have roughly 3.5 years of where Christians, the two houses of Israel and Christians, and most of them are not church Christians, because to be honest with you, I would be considered an apostate in a Christian church. And if it was during the time of Takamani, it'd already probably be drawn and quartered or pulled in a rack. But they don't believe the crap that they believe. I don't believe in rapture or the millennium, or that Jesus, the only time he incarnated in flesh on earth, was God, or he's a separate God. He's God. He's the big guy. He's the eternal one. And what people don't understand is that the nature of the universe is very different, but there are consequences to believing lies, isn't there? It's like saying, hey, it's time to get out of a big city because we're now having the COVID virus. If you don't leave and you have people roving around trying to find food and other things, you're going to get attacked. Maybe your car will be jacked and they won't even arrest them, like in Philadelphia. Or you won't have enough food. Or the power will go out. So in other words, when things are obvious, you got to kind of reevaluate whether you think you really know what reality is, or you better reevaluate it because you're going to suffer your own ignorance and stupidity, right? That's why I tell people the most important thing now is get out of harm's way. Take things, supplements to help your health, keep your health up so you don't end up in the medical system, which is going to be overburdened here shortly with a virus. You know, start doing things to actually proactively. Yeah, and by the way, if you can't afford yourself, have 10 or 20 families to put it together. If you get 10 or 20 families, they can buy the land collectively. They can protect and watch each other and take care of each other. You cannot, I don't care how rich you are, go out in the middle of nowhere with a little cabin and figure you're going to save your ass. If something bad happens and you need surgery, you have a fall or injury, you're done. You need to have a little village of people to protect you when you protect them. And you need people that are like policemen and contractors and builders and everything. And I want people to start understanding that's why I call it the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. Local, anointed, eternal fellowship. See, eternity doesn't start when you die. Eternity starts the day when you start to connect to everybody and everything else, both physical, animal, and inanimate in the universe. Once you start to connect, you start to get wisdom, don't you? So, final comments here before we go. I want to get back on. Can we get back on next week or the week after?
I have a deadline. I have to really.
You get your deadline, but once you get your deadline, would you think you would get the deadline in 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Well, it's the 1st of May, so between now and then, I got about 3 chapters to write. So.
Okay, 1st of May is 6 weeks, right?
Yeah. After that, we definitely do it.
Okay, well, if you want to pop on him for a few minutes, but I want people to understand, get his books, Black 9/11 and 9/11 Mystery Plans. Get ready for this one. And title again, what's your website address, Mark?
Full Quest, Deep History and the Ages of Man, and you won't find it yet on the Internet. It's not, the book is not out yet. My website is associated with my other book, the Gnostic book.
NosticSecrets.com. Right. NosticSecrets.com. Amazing. Amazing discussion today. Thank you, Mark. We'll get you back on. Thank you for listening, people. We'll be back in a moment with Hour 3 coming up and Cody Snodgrass.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.